Hawaiian feeling.
Claire, you all right?
From 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, in Stanley's own words, welcome to Hawaiian feeling. Who's here? Johnny.
Hello.
The local one?
That's no fun.
He has just as many elbows as knees.
Speaking of which, we got Adam.
Hey.
We got Adam right here. Who's the... He's the tone truck with the tummy tuck.
He always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
And you mess with the toy, you get the boy.
Ooh, yeah.
And, of course, you know we've got Johnny.
Of course we have Johnny.
as many elbows as knees.
And
speaking
he's,
of which.
Yeah. That reminds me of my friend Anthony.
That's true.
Oh.
He's here. He's been on the show before. You might recognize him as Anthony.
Hello.
If he were on the show any more than he has already been, it would be a special episode. There's just Anthony.
What are you doing?
He's doing something cool right now.
Took a picture of myself during the podcast.
He's doing something
That's
cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Typical Anthony.
I'm going to post that onto the Hula Garbage website. And
special guest returning her second appearance on Podcast Hawaiian Feeling. C L A R E space T E E L I N G Claire Teeling.
Hey!
Now everyone can Google me.
That's
Look
true.
Her up on Facebook.
Good everyone
work on
can Google.
That's pretty good.
My interpretation of the space was don't say anything. There's a little space there.
Space.
You know, it's 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Is that what you do between words that have spaces? You don't say anything?
So you say space, and then if it's a period, you say stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Hello. Stop.
So we have
hello over.
Hello,
so we're gonna,
stop.
So we have to end this episode with full stop.
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 You're ridiculous.
Stop.
Johnny, stop.
Hey guys, cut it out. Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling again.
Oh, sorry.
We've got Adam. No, I'm kidding.
This is episode 6, I think.
And we made a solemn promise to 1, not hunt down the man that was our father.
2,
to not talk about bugs on this podcast.
That's true. Equus is fair game.
No, we never said.
Are you sure?
Equus is fair game.
You never said Equus is fair game. That's true.
Today is the day where we talk about Claire's medical history in full detail.
Yeah.
Never had a cavity, never broke a bone.
That's
it? Is that
it?
True?
Yeah.
Dang. What is the...
You never got, like, your shots either?
No, I have lots of shots.
You've never been immunized? Okay, well, that's part of your medical history. Full disclosure. No one will know.
Been shot.
Patient-doctor confidentiality on Hawaiian Feeling. So like, for instance, we know Johnny has just as many elbows as he does knees.
Yeah.
Medical history.
What? How do you know that?
I look at him.
Because we trust him and we're all doctors here.
Yeah. Well, we're doctors and we're also friends of the show.
We're also huge fans of Scrubs.
Oh, that's true.
I'm no Superman.
Cool.
Dr. Cox, anyone?
Do you guys want to hear my impression of Dr. Cox?
Please.
Oh, we got a little Nancy boy here.
Oh, my God.
I hate you, JD. I've always hated you. I hate you too, Turk.
Wow.
You're all a bunch of sissies. All right, Laverne.
Wow.
And Shirley.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
All right, you guys want to hear my impression of Turk?
Hit me up.
Things aren't perfect with my wife.
That's really
there we
good.
Go.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever really seen Scrubs.
No, it's whatever.
Are they married?
He has a wife. Or is it fiancé?
Oh, I'm married, but I also love my best friend.
Yeah. I'm married, but I also have my best friend. What are our favorite medical TV shows?
Oh. Children's Hospital?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, it does. If Scrubs count,
that's true.
Mm,
well, count
I don't really like medical shows
Damn, wait, hold on. Weird. Is Ben back? Ben, come here for like 1 second.
What is it?
Hey, Ben.
Hi.
I thought I heard an opinion of yours. What's your opinion on like?
No, that was Johnny repeating my opinion.
was he doing an impression of you?
Maybe.
No, Johnny just like loves Ben so much, and like anytime they get an argument, Ben's like, "Oh no, I feel this way." Johnny's like, "Yeah, actually, you're right."
That's beautiful. God, do you like medical TV?
No.
What?
I don't really like medical TV.
Why don't you like it?
I just don't. I don't think it's very good.
Any at all?
I don't think doctors should be on TV. They should be in the hospitals.
How do you feel?
I don't think they're real doctors.
How do you feel about medicine in real life?
Medicine, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Is it password protected?
How do I log in?
Ben, you're a man of many idiosyncrasies.
Shut the fuck up.
How are you enjoying Hawaii?
I don't really like Hawaii. No,
why don't you like it?
It just doesn't have great places.
It is one place.
What are the natural wonders of the world? Hawaii probably has one.
I don't really like natural wonders either.
You don't like a lot, dude.
What do you like?
I like medicine, kind
of. you just said you didn't really like medicine. Wait, did you say medicine was fine?
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track of you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Do you think anyone remembers you from episode one?
Maybe. Hi.
Hi, episode one.
For all Ben fans.
Ben. That's a Michael Jackson quote.
Ben. Hey, you'll like this. It's 420 right now. Pretty funny, right?
Oh, my gosh. Listeners, it really is 420 right now, and we're recording it. Here's a question. Do you get high on the day of rest?
I think Ben's
gone. Let us know.
But, he left. He didn't really like this podcast.
Irish goodbye.
Oh, damn. He ghosted. Claire, what's your favorite medical TV show?
He the whole way here.
I honestly don't like any of the ones I've seen. I've heard good things about Children's Hospital, though.
Yeah.
You ever heard things about General Hospital?
Oh.
Heard things about it. Like, I've watched like an episode of Grey's Anatomy before.
Not good.
No, as soon as like there was like a sex in a supply closet scene, and I was like, I don't want to think about it.
Woof.
So I'm turning it off.
Do you guys want to hear my classic Grey's Anatomy joke?
Yeah.
Say it.
What did Sandra Oh, who you may know is an actress on Grey's Anatomy,
I'm familiar, yeah,
say to the undesirable named Grayson who was in her basement? She said, Grey's Anatomy basement.
That's pretty good, dude.
Wow.
Congratulations on that joke, man.
You're welcome. You were welcome, listeners.
You're all welcome. And just remember to rate that on iTunes.
Yeah. Rate that part.
Rate that part. Review that on iTunes.
We could release just that as a bonus episode.
What you do
if
is
you
that hashtag and then the time.
Ooh, me and Claire had some cool hashtags today.
No way.
Claire, what did we do today?
Hashtag Bono glasses.
Yeah, I had big ass glasses.
Did you have honey butter fried chicken today?
That was tasty.
What was better, the glasses or the chicken?
Be honest.
Man.
Be beyond honest.
Oh, damn.
The chicken was really good.
Chicken was really good.
But now it's gone, and the glasses are still somewhere.
Anthony made people stop and stare with the glass.
Wow.
Were they actually, don't tell me they were actually.
I saw it happen.
You were turning heads.
That's embarrassing.
No, it was.
It ain't easy being sexy.
Dude, I think I got like 9 girls' numbers. That
are you kidding?
They were showstopper.
You got 7 digits.
Shutter shades.
Yeah, and there are only 9.
I know. It's a hard knock life being me.
Or 10.
Wow.
Life, I don't know. Life is cool today. We had a bunch of free food at Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
No way.
4 free sides
hashtag
and 2
nowhere.
Free drinks. Pretty blessed.
Wow. Too blessed to be stressed.
Josh just gave me a dirty look. That
no, I didn't.
Listeners may never know.
Burden of proof is on you, Anthony.
Oof.
We could roll back the tape, but I doubt it would have picked anything up.
It wouldn't have.
We could try it.
Looks aren't audible.
Looks aren't everything.
Yeah.
Right? So all those dirty looks, or all the sexy looks people are giving you from the glasses... Just like, don't let it go to your head. It's not everything.
It hasn't gone to my head.
Oh.
It's gone straight to my contacts list.
Oh, that's cool. Why don't you call someone up every day?
Every day of the week.
And then take a picture of it and put it online in a time-lapse video.
I'm pretty sure when I was on OkCupid more, which I'm not on anymore, like...
Congratulations, by the way. It's hard to get off that.
No, it was really stupid.
You're addicted.
Yeah. Sure. When I was on there, I made it very public on Facebook, all of the dumb things that were happening on OkCupid. Oh. And,
like DDoS attacks and, like, phishing things, all those dumb, like, OkCupid.com stuff that happened?
Yeah, you know, just made my computer real sick.
I tried to make a OK Computer. I tried to make an OK Cupid account, but I accidentally just made a WikiLeaks account.
No, oh my God!
No,
that's why we had to run away to Hawaii to do this podcast.
Did we just create the mythology?
Yeah, we thought it was outside of the U.S.
We're sovereign citizens.
We thought that Hawaii wasn't in the U.S. Well, we are sovereign citizens.
We're sovereign citizens who
we all started in Million Dollar Arm.
Please.
Oh, man.
We also all starred in The Rookie.
Damn. We're all Dennis Quaid? That's the big goof of this podcast. We're all Dennis Quaid.
That's a huge goof.
Yeah.
Sorry. Talk is cheap.
I know. I hate talk is cheap. Talk is cheap is the absolute worst. So me and Claire had that day. Adam, what did you do all day?
Me? I got gasoline for my car, and when I was there, I saw my friend's mom, and I was like cleaning the windows, and she was just like, "God, you're doing a terrible job." So she helped me and did a lot better job. And I got a new iPass, which they don't even really work in Hawaii, but I got it. Finally came in the mail.
They don't work in Hawaii?
No, because there's no highways.
Sure.
We would know we're highway. In Hawaii. For everyone who's not in Hawaii, there are no highways here.
Dude, highway? Dude.
Just...
I wanted to repeat that joke.
Highway.
Highway?
That's cool.
Highway?
Let's say it on three. One, two, three. Highway?
Dude, Hawaii is so kawaii, dude.
This is a highway feeling.
God. I am sick of the internet trend of kawaii.
What is kawaii?
Are you not familiar with kawaii?
I know the island right over there.
Kawaii.
Kawaii, like the Japanese kawaii feeling.
What internet trend are you talking about?
You know, it's just like people talking about kawaii, like Japanese cute, like, and just like making their pictures all kawaii. Are you not familiar with this?
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. I swear to God.
How do you make a picture all kawaii?
It's very real.
They can get an app that does it.
What do people do to make their pictures all Japanese and cute?
They like add a bunch of stupid anime shit and they make their eyes really wide, like an anime character.
Naturally.
Eyes. Oh. And they're always doing the peace sign.
Is this kawaii when I make my eyes real wide like this?
It's pretty kawaii. Kawaii is just Japanese slang for cute.
Oh.
Yeah. And like it's just kind of goonish.
Where do you goonish? See these? Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've just befriended too many dummies. On Facebook.
All of your friends are dumber than all of my friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a
bold claim.
Yeah. Do we have any buggy news?
I think it checks out. Sure. Buggy news.
Yeah.
There's a bug in my car the other day, and me and Charlie were trying to get it out, and we turned all the AC on high blast to try and blow it out, and no go.
What kind of bug was this?
It was dark. I don't know.
Dark bugs?
It was a dark bug.
That's my new band, Dark Bug.
We've got some buggy news.
Wow, there's a DirecTV blimp right there. Cool.
Is that true?
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
Pause. We're about to listen to the world to watch this blimp.
I'm not going to pause. I'm going to keep talking. It went behind a piece of the wall in here.
I see it. Okay, I saw it, and it's done.
How big is it?
Must be on its way to Japan.
It's pretty big. It's a big blimp, dude.
There's not a lot of small
blimps.
We had
buggy news.
Yeah, we had some buggies that bugged me, at least.
Yeah, they bugged the shit out of me. We had
some flies.
We had some flies. We had a stinky little trash, and it begat some flies.
So we had to take the trash out.
Yeah, but the flies...
Let me tell you a thing or two about flies.
How did they feel about the trash out?
A flying feeling. They were...
They said, fuck!
No way.
I heard like a bunch of little flies go,
imagine.
Get my house back.
I see the blimp now.
Is that JJ?
Right there.
I want to see.
Blimp. It's beautiful, right? It's going all the way over to cross the Pacific.
Whoa. Oh. Ow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
DirecTV's going to Japan.
DirecTV is true kawaii. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. We saw
DirecTV's cute.
Wait, we did have a segment on episode 2, Our Kingdom Hawaii, called "Hey, You Heard It Here First."
Oh, that's true.
Hey. Cool.
So
cool facts.
Cool.
Yeah, but the flies were very annoying. They're really
so cool.
It doesn't get much dumber than flies.
Think about this.
Hit me.
Imagine you're walking and there's a bush and you kind of brush up next to it.
Okay.
And a bunch of bugs who are on the bush like freak out and take off. They must be so confused and scared.
They must be so scared.
It's like Godzilla on their little bush and they just all fly away and they were all hanging out before. And then maybe they'll see another fly a little bit later. Do you think they'll assume it was their buddy? Or do you think they can tell each other apart?
Buggy buddy.
Buggy buddy.
Or do you think they'll be like, oh, this is my friend. But they don't realize it's not.
It's an enemy.
it's just another bug. What? Like, do you think when animals, when they're small enough.
Mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you think they assume they have social lives, but really?
I don't think
they're cognizant of
that. I wouldn't be surprised if flies did not know the difference.
Of just other flies.
Well, they're only alive for a day, right?
Some kind.
Mayflies, yeah.
Mayflies are crazy.
You mean day flies.
Yeah, more like, right? Bam.
Hit me. Hit me up. Adam was about to hit me. yeah, but the bugs, yeah, those flies were annoying. And, like, I remember they were just, like, we kept opening windows and trying to, like, shoo them out. We just got really frustrated with them because they were so dumb. Like, would you really rather be in here than, like, out?
Maybe. Like, what do flies really eat? Probably just garbage and
they
stuff.
They do eat poop titties.
They might be able to find poop titties around back.
Yeah.
It's called a dumpster fly. Not
wow.
That's what I said.
Wow. you said that to the flies?
Dumb and dumpster.
Dumb and dumber.
I was down in dumpster.
You guys want to watch Dumb and Dumberer?
Well, me and Claire were talking. We don't want to watch that movie, but we...
Dumb and Dumber 2?
I am very interested in maybe tonight watching Ace Ventura When Nature Calls.
Ooh. I love that movie.
Me too.
I never saw it.
Have you never seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty funny.
I hear it is scene-less.
It's scene-less. It doesn't.
No scenes.
No scenes. Only dialogue. With no picture.
Yeah, there's no set pieces.
So it's like a podcast.
It's,
yeah.
Ace Ventura.
Maybe I would love it.
The first podcast.
That's great. They should tell that to all those people. The patent. Fraud people.
Yeah, what was all they that should. Stuff?
Remember when people on every podcast were like, there's a guy who's saying that he has the patent of podcast and we're all so scared. Please, if you have any evidence of podcasts existing before like 1990 something.
Is that true?
Yeah. And they stopped doing it, so I guess they settled it probably because of Pet Detective, When Nature Calls.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, Adam, this is pretty much only for you.
All right.
Have you heard the Frank Zappa album Lumpy Gravy?
I probably have heard it, but I don't. What's
it's
on
the
it?
One where there's a bunch of people talking on it. Like, they're the voices inside the piano. That's what it's supposed to be.
Okay, maybe. I feel like he has more than one album.
Pretty sure
talking.
That's the first podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's probably how they did it.
It's just like a bunch
the
of...
The first podcast, you all had to get in a piano.
Yeah, it's really complicated.
Oh, time flies.
Claire, do you have any buggy news?
I had fly problems also. Here.
Oh, no. In Evan's room?
Yeah.
God.
I got here the other night at like 3 in the morning.
Yikes.
And there's flies all over, and I reached for like the first thing I could find to
reach for
to
the
kill
sky.
It. And it was a happy graduation card from Evan's family.
No.
Was it a big old fly that made it all like gross? Or was it just kind of like...
I'm sorry, Evan.
You guys may not know this, but briefly lifted my shirt up.
You may not know that. It's really hot here in Hawaii.
I'm steaming. Claire dates our intern / engineer, yeah. Evan.
Repeated guest,
I
Evan.
I want to get a real job, but...
He instead works for
Hawaii. I understand you do want us to take him on full-time as a host, but he hasn't proven himself.
No, he decides, I'm going to go on a little tour. Oh, I like to suck eggs. I like to bite the hand that feeds me.
I really like edible things.
Are we the hand that feeds Evan?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Hey.
We feed Evan.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, hey, you heard it here first. Evan can suck eggs. Oh,
whoa.
Before we get into the questions, we should have our Talking at Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Segment.
A one, a two, a one, two, three,
box.
Four. I'm going to not go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Hey, Evan, you may have just heard some stuff I said about a minute ago.
It's all 100%
true. 100%
true.
I hate you. I've always hated you. Stan, you make me sick. I hope you're having an okay time. Adam just wrote something really discreetly.
I wrote Evan at 20 minutes, so when I'm editing this, I know I can jump right to where I need to put hard shit box
in. That's very smart.
Thank you.
Okay. But I've been texting you a lot of stuff. You've been texting me back, which is remarkable. How are you? How is charming the skins? I'm sure it's great. Wish you were available for Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Thanks. Have we talked about Blue Collar Comedy Tour on the podcast?
I don't think so.
We'll mention it later.
Good to help.
Yeah, Evan, sure you're having a great time. Eat my whole ass. Wish we were still friends, but not really. Cool. Sorry, that was so bitter, guys. Just got a lot on my mind.
Wow.
Johnny?
Hey, Evan. This is Johnny. Just call me when you get a chance. Hit me up. I got a lot on my mind.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
That's it.
I got a lot on my plate right now.
Claire? No addressing that.
Hey, Evan. Thought I was going to miss you as far as going out to eat goes. But
say how you
I
really
found
feel.
Other people to go out to eat with, so it's okay.
Whoa.
Beyond honest.
Don't worry. Miss that weird foot thing you do. Call me oh. next.
That is pretty weird.
Doing it now.
Evan, like, balls up his toes. And he looks like an ape.
Oh, wow.
He looks like an ape.
He looks like a great ape.
Evan looks like Grape Ape. And McGilla Gorilla. Adam?
Evan... my relationship to you has not changed since you left. I saw a guy play the drums yesterday, and he was really good. And if you had seen him, you probably would have felt like shit because he was so good at playing the drums.
Damn.
See you later.
All right, that was chat talking to Evan. Adam, how was that concert? You went to Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, I went to Milwaukee for Okafest 6, which is a festival. Evil thing. It's over this whole weekend. I just went to this one day. This is their 6th annual.
What kind
There's
of
a label called Oka. It's free jazz and improvised music.
Sounds good.
Which is like the same thing.
Yeah.
And
it's right up here.
There were like 7 kind of shows that I saw. The first one was like pretty good. The second one was really good. The third one was okay. The fourth one was not that good. The fifth one was pretty good. The sixth one was really good. And the seventh one, did I skip anything?
No.
The 7th one was also really good.
What was the best one?
My favorite one was Paul Nielsen Love on the drums and percussion, and Elizabeth Henrik, maybe, or Henriks, an Austrian piano player.
And it was really amazing.
They did an improvised duo, and it was really good. And then the last thing was all composed with, like, bits of improvisation, but that was really good. And it was nice to see some composed stuff after like a day of free jazz.
I bet. No, I can only imagine.
Then the guy who played the piano, he did a solo piano thing. This was the fourth one that was not that good. He just like, he didn't actually play the piano that much. He did a lot of like stuff with the strings inside and like wood blocks on it, which I feel like is like, okay, like that would be cool to get good at and then actually use.
Yeah.
But like, you're probably a really good piano player. I don't think you're probably, like, how can I say, like, he's really good at doing that, banging around wood blocks in a piano. Is he super good at that? Because he's probably super good at piano.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really playing
Why
piano.
Why was he making the choice to do the thing that...
Yeah. Yeah. But with the drummer, the piano player with the drummer, she, like, played the piano most of the time, and it was really cool, and the drummer was insanely good, and Evan would have felt worthless.
Oh, my God, I hope.
Yeah.
That's great. We missed the cheer accent, which is real sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It was weird how many people went to that, and I was like, I haven't seen you at any of the cheer accident shows in Chicago for the past, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And as soon as they play Kalamazoo,
it's that,
a bunch of people went and saw it.
Seth was playing, and then everyone
decided
they knew and liked the cheer accident, which is okay.
There's no the.
Hmm?
It's just cheer accident.
Okay. Thanks. That's kind of neat. Do we want to answer some questions?
Sure, let's answer some questions. I know that questions burn, and we're here to relieve that burn on Hawaiian Feeling.
Oh, my God. That's what I said.
Yeah, that was Anthony who just said that.
This first question comes from a very good friend of the show, named Sumara. Hello, Sumara.
I feel like I already know the question, but go ahead and ask.
This question is... is there a... This is an interesting three-hit combo. Is there a video slash drink slash food that makes you nauseous?
Nauseous.
Pee.
pee? I don't call that a drink.
Okay.
Does it have to be all three things?
There are definitely videos that make me nauseous.
Yeah.
Video drink.
Videos with real death.
Like a video of a drink. wait, did you say like real death?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like really gross stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely spit.
Freaky bugs.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Well, yeah, cockroaches. Any like video that involves cockroaches.
If we could add slash bugs to that, then I would have a rap sheet the size of... a meter.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, let's all do video slash drink slash food. I guess I would say the last segment of anybody ever watch Creepshow?
With Leslie Nielsen?
Yes.
No.
Okay, there's like it's a bunch of horror vignettes that was like a joint effort with like Stephen King and the guy George Romero, the zombie guy.
Oh.
the guy who's also a zombie.
Yeah, the guy who's like, oh, dude, zombie apocalypse, dude. Walking Dead.
No, what? Sick.
Oh, random. But like, yeah, zombies are random, dude.
It's so random that George Romero is still into zombies. Like, who would have guessed?
But no, this happened in like the 80s, and the last vignette was this thing that involved a lot of cockroaches, and that scared that like made me sick.
Mm. Yikes.
Food, drink. I
lean.
I guess the I think lean is made to make you nauseous.
Probably.
I guess the
gasoline definitely.
I guess. Well, I guess NyQuil, if you count that as a drink.
Yeah.
What if instead of Young Lean's name being about lean, like purple drink, was about gasoline, and he was young line.
That'd be kind of okay. I think we can investigate later.
That would be fine.
Food would be tomatoes. I hate the taste of tomatoes. Tomatoes, like I want to like tomatoes, but whenever they're in my mouth, I just start to get sick. Go around the horn, Johnny.
Videos, probably that scene in Temple of Doom.
Which one?
Where they're all like eating dinner.
Okay.
And they're eating like bugs and like brains and it just fucking grosses me out. And I hate that scene.
Why is that in that movie?
It is like, it's like 10 minutes long too. And the entire time everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're eating that. And they're just like, let's do some more.
It's really ridiculous.
Next course. Drinks. I cannot do pickle juice at all.
Really?
Some people like it.
I like it.
Oh, by the way, oddly enough, I like tomato juice.
Yeah.
Like I think V8 and shit.
That gives me a really cool idea, that Temple of Doom scene concept. Imagine a four-course meal where you moved up the food chain with each course.
Ooh, weird. You eventually get to, like,
do
person.
You eat people?
Like, veggies, then bugs, then, like, lizards, then...
Cow.
Little, yeah, that cows eat lizards, right?
What eats lizards? Like birds?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Big
what
ass
those eat?
Hawks. Birds? Bug ass birds?
Yeah, hawks. Yeah, there we go. Like
eating hawk.
Eat like.
Oh, I had the best hawk.
We're having hawks for dinner.
Oh, man. So you know how Aldi is, they got caught using horse meat?
Oh, what?
Well, I feel like there's just nothing as good as a nice medium rare cut of Ferrari.
I love a good stallion.
What do horses eat grass? Yeah, we couldn't do horse.
But food wise, Maybe like really strong olives.
Yeah, olives are weird.
Also, drink wise, that I tried your very dirty, extra
very dirty martini,
and that made me feel ill a little
bit.
Wait,
what is very dirty?
No, it's okay.
Olive strong?
I just don't like the taste of olives too much.
Adam, shut up.
Also, live strong bracelets make me vomit.
Wow.
Okay. What was your food?
Just olives.
Really strong olives.
Strong olives.
Like I can do mild olives that are like on pizzas and stuff. But
do you like capers?
Grapers. They're fine.
Grapers. What about you, Claire? Dare Teeling.
Videos, probably like those massive zip popping videos.
Oh.
Everyone's seen those.
Those are exhilarating.
They're really exciting to watch. Like, I'm like really enthralled during most of it. And then towards the end, when people start shouting, that's when I'm like,
it's just like, I can't.
I'm like, and I just gotta stop watching it.
Terrible.
Yeah, I don't like zip popping videos. Drinks, probably spit.
You drink spit.
I think spit is
like all of us all the time.
So gross. I can't even. Like when I see people do that trick where they.
I won't do it. Oh, I was about to do it to Claire.
When I see people spit do that trick where they like.
Oh, the loogie thing?
Yeah, it's like sucks. A Yiker. Long stream of spit that they suck.
Yeah, that
into.
That makes me nauseous.
It's like what people did to gross out girls in like middle school.
I
want to
like. I want to die when I see stuff like that. It's
Don't
terrible.
Say that.
I just want
never
to
say die. That on our podcast.
They want to die.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Food wise, nothing really makes me nauseous, I would say.
Nice.
I like, I don't like raw onions, but they don't make me nauseous. They just
I like raw onions better than grilled onions.
Really? Zap. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. Like, I'll eat onion, like an onion.
I like all onion.
Same.
All
right. Eat an onion, dude.
A bunch of weirdos.
Hey, dude.
I'd like
eat
to see
a
that.
Peach
I'd
love or this. An onion.
Oh, holes. Right? Wasn't there stuff with onions and peaches and holes?
Yeah. I feel like we've mentioned Stanley Yelnats.
Oh, yeah. Splooge.
Yeah, the weird like thing that everyone made. Adam, what about you?
In terms of videos, like really gross stuff about people getting like cut up, probably. That'd be make me really nauseous.
How often are you seeing that?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
But like... I don't know. There was definitely a phase when, like, people were like, check out this super gross video.
Oh,
and I was like
someone, like,
no.
Cutting off their balls or something.
Yeah, like,
oh.
Shit like that.
I forgot about all that stuff.
Right?
Like anything that was
Pain
on
Olympic
Scarred.
Stuff.
Like, do you remember that?
Yeah,
MTV
I remember
show,
Scarred.
I knew someone who was on that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Oh, man, that's
Fear
terrible.
Factor.
Oh, Fear Factor, the second challenge was always, like, grub or, like, balls. Like, I'm eating goat balls. And I was like, okay.
You could play along at home.
Yes.
Four-course meal up the food chain.
There was, like, a Fear Factor board game.
It's true.
I don't know what you had to
do,
though.
Did you do gross stuff? That's so weird.
It would be so expensive
they
to
would,
play.
They would totally get... If there was actually bad stuff in there, they would have just gotten sued. Like, I played your board game, and I had to, like, take a hammer to my knuckle and like I broke my finger. I don't know.
What a crazy challenge. It's not even a challenge. This
smash your finger with
you
a hammer. All right.
Well. Yeah, I hated that period of like gross out things on the internet.
Yeah.
Especially when they involve like genitalia because I'm such just like a.
Like a sex fiend.
Yeah, I mean, you know it, dude. Dicks and butts, fingers and butts.
Fingers.
Yeah, dude, I'm a horn
it's,
one.
It's weird, like, what could go viral, like, 10 years ago. Like, that Numa Numa video of just, like...
like, that would be
like a
depressing.
Kind of chubby guy singing, doing lip-syncing to a video. And, like, everyone saw it. How was that popular? That would not fly nowadays.
That would be, like, a thing that would be... That your friend does that you're like, you should take that down. You're like,
yeah.
That's not funny.
My friends would not do that though, because all of my friends are smarter than all of your friends.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Cool. What about drinks or food, dude?
Oh.
With that rude dude.
What drinks do I really not like? I don't know. Food. And I don't know.
Hey.
I don't think there's a lot of food or drink. Basically, if it's on a menu at a restaurant, I'm okay. Like if it's actual food.
I guess.
And I don't get nauseous. Maybe, I guess popcorn, I love it, and then I do get nauseous after I eat a lot of it.
You don't really think about how much popcorn you're eating when you're eating popcorn.
No, I'm just thinking about how are the Avengers going to beat all these aliens?
Oh,
I only see the Avengers.
They fight aliens? I don't really know. That's a good question. Okay, moving on. We got a question from a fellow named Lucas.
Mm.
A lot of pet stores have clever pun names, like Wiggly Field. If you were, is that a pet store? Is that a place?
It's a dog park.
Oh. If you were to open a pet store, what would you sell and what would you name it?
Wiggly Field. I would sell like mostly auto parts. But some dogs.
It's a pet store with auto parts. That would be crazy.
We call it the Auto Zone.
You did. That would not fly.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
I want to do it.
Oh, we're having. Hey guys, can you butt out for like a second? We're gonna have a private conversation.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna butt out.
Johnny, what the fuck was that, dude? Hey, I just don't want you to shit on my ideas. And I don't. I think you're funny, but I just don't think that was funny. I think you're funny so much of the time, just not really in that instance. Yeah, but it's kind of humiliating when you call me out.
You sounded like Ben there. Like, Ben's funny. Like, maybe bring Ben back on again.
Like, Johnny, don't get me wrong. It's really awesome. It's really awesome that you said that.
Get butt out of here.
Okay, I'm just going to butt away.
Okay, get out of here. We'll wrap this up real quick. I don't mean to seem like I'm being like a bad friend, or I'm just trying to like make you think that you're not funny, but like that in particular wasn't that funny. We could just move on. Like, I'm sure you're gonna have other highlights on this episode.
I just
why are you laughing?
Because this is so much bullshit right now.
And scene.
Out of here.
All right.
All right.
That was all fake.
That was all play pretend.
Are you guys kidding me?
A.
Wow. That was an example of pure hilarity because they didn't even tell me about it. They just sprung it on me. I thought they were fighting. That
Damn.
Was great. You guys are great actors. You mastered that scene.
Thank you. What if it was an inside the actor studio? Every time James Lipton gives them like an insane compliment, they just go, thank you.
Maybe that's happened. How often does James Lipton just give them insane compliments?
A lot.
Oh.
Pet stores.
Oh, yeah. Pet stores. Fishing for dogs.
What would you sell?
Dogs.
No fish?
No. Go in and you try and get them.
Probably praying for a fish.
Mine would be the Age of Aquariums.
Oh.
Okay. I don't have one yet. I'm thinking about it.
Okay. We'll do more. Yeah. Barks.
Barking up the wrong store.
Trying to think of a bucks and barks joke.
Why?
But I feel like most stores don't
bucks
remind you that you're going to be giving them money in their name.
What if Walmart just named themselves Rich Walmart?
I would probably have a place called Snake City.
What would you sell?
Snake City.
Probably snakes.
Nothing is free.
Okay, I'm really into the idea of stores reminding you that you have to like pay.
Walmart. Nothing is free.
Walmart. Pay. Walmart.
Walmart.
Walmart. It's not in the house.
Bo's the house always wins.
Bo's in the house.
Bo's.
I'm trying to think of a. There was a best pet store by me in my old house that I don't know why, but it was just called Shasta.
Weird.
Yeah, it's just called Shasta.
Shisa?
No, Shasta. That's where my little sister got her first Russian tortoise.
What the? Is that a thing?
It was called.
That's true.
It was called Luigi's house.
Her first Russian tortoise?
Did you not know we have those?
I didn't even know that was a thing. I mean, I assumed
I
there were
over to my house.
Tortoises in Russia. I don't know if they were Russian.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
Coward.
So it's, wait, so they work kind of like those like Russian dolls, but they're tortoises, live tortoises. Like tortoises. You can open them up and tortoises. Get a bunch of little ones.
No.
That's awesome. That's how they have children.
Is it? That would be amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
And if any animal did that, I would name my store
Kitty.
We're just kitting.
Oh, my God. Kitting?
What if there was a store called the Puppy Mill?
Is it a thing?
Like, the puppy mills are like those... They're like banned now in Illinois.
Oh, like a farm?
Yeah, they're like these breeding centers for puppies, and they're ridiculously abusive. I know what you're...
Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I think they've now been outlawed.
They're like degree mills.
Yeah, what?
Who give puppy degrees mill. To animals.
See, if there was a store called the Puppy Mill, that would actually be kind of cute, except for the abuse part.
Exactly.
Little it puppies cute, sold you know. For money.
Because I like the idea of just a farm. There's just a lot of puppies.
Oops.
Ay.
Oops.
The pup playpen.
Ay. But do we all agree?
Oh.
Do we all agree we're selling pets?
Yeah, we're definitely selling them for money. You got to pay the bills. This is America. If you're not making money, what
bucks
the fuck are you doing?
Barks.
Apparently, Hawaii is America. So if you're not making money, like, fuck you.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some good
wow, you really said it, man.
That's yeah. good ass social commentary.
Wow.
And I think like the best way to make money is to sell animals.
Wow.
Damn.
Uh huh.
Cool. Seems neat. This next question is from your roommate, Adam.
Oh my God.
From Aaron Sheehan.
That is him. Checks out.
Yeah. Verified roommate. If you had to fire a member of your own family, who would it be?
That's a tough question. I only have one brother, one mother, one father.
I think that's three choices.
Right.
Does it have to be your immediate family?
I'm going to say no.
Whoa. Oh, well, then definitely. Okay. I feel weird about.
We all have, like, weird people at our.
I feel weird talking about this, like just, like, calling out members of my family on this podcast. But, okay, I won't say who. Yes, I will.
Just do it.
No. Okay. So I have a cousin.
I can't believe I'm pressuring you to say terrible shit about your family.
I have a cousin who, like, has recently, like, kind of, like, gone insane and has been, like, gotten, like, really evangelist in an insane way and, like, wrote an email to her mom.
Wow.
That was calling out
that email, dude?
My aunt's husband saying he's abdicating his, like, responsibility as leader of the household, and they were just like, what the fuck? So if it weren't for the fact that, like, she had children and my aunt wanted to see her grandchildren ever, I would fire her.
That sounds like a person to be fired. What did she mean by abdicating his role,
like,
as I think I just need the definition of the word abdicate.
To, like, relinquish duties.
Yeah, like, he's relinquishing his duties. That's a good way to put it.
Why?
That I would repeat.
Why is he doing that? How does she think that he
so
is
so what
doing
it really
that?
Is, what I think it really is her and her husband, feel weird, like, going to visit them, and, like, he's uncomfortable, and, like, their kids who are, like, teenagers and just becoming teenagers are, like, kind of angsty kids, and, like, they don't give great vibes to those cousins who are mad about all this.
Sure.
And so I think really it's probably just a supernatural, not supernatural.
I was going to say.
A very natural thing
weird episode
where it's just like, oh, I got married to a guy and he's not totally comfortable with my family yet. But since they're, like, kind of insane religious people, they're contextualizing it in this, like, really weird way, saying, like,
yeah,
it's your husband's job to be leader of the household and make everyone be nice, and you should make your son be nice to us, and you guys should invite us over all the time. And they were just like,
and it was like a younger person that said this.
No,
how old is your cousin?
Well, this cousin is like 30.
Oh,
something.
Never mind. Yeah. But that's still,
but
that's like,
and it's like a 30-year-old is just like, oh, like, you're like my 13-year-old brother is, like, being kind of angsty towards my husband. Like, whatever.
So strange.
So I would fire them.
Yeah, that's worth firing. Yeah, that's interesting. That's terribly interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, people have... Johnny.
Johnny's phone is screaming at him.
Stop it.
It's good to have phone noises.
Someone's blowing
the podcast.
Up your phone.
Shut up.
Blow... Ben,
yeah, I think it
it's
heard
Ben's
you.
Phone.
Oh my god, he left his phone here.
All right.
It's a nice phone, now, Ben. What is that? Top grade?
It's a nice phone, Ben. Good phone, Ben.
Woo! Hey.
Wow, good phone.
Hey, Ben.
Oh.
What?
Turn on voice.
It's calling my friend Megan.
Oh,
hi,
wow.
Megan. Shouts out to Megan.
Shouts out.
You were maybe about to receive a phone call. Call Megan Sillerly.
Sillerly.
I turned it off.
Oh, damn it.
Nice.
I don't know how I got that from saying, nice phone, Ben.
Call Megan Sillerly.
Phone.
Claire, what about you?
Who would I fire? My family?
Yeah.
My fucking father.
My father. But the first people that come to mind, this is a relevant thing that's going on, are my aunt and uncle, who tried to argue that the Washington Redskins should not be renamed on Thanksgiving.
No.
So
that sucks.
They when I asked them why they thought they should keep their name, they said because it doesn't offend them.
Oh,
nice.
There you go. Because the Redskins are just for them.
Fired.
Yeah, the Redskins are just a football team for them.
Yeah, you're
fired.
Fired.
You're fired.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely dreadful.
Time to go get a fresh new job.
Hold on. That was a great Simon Cowell, Johnny. Can you do that one more time?
Check this out. That was absolutely dreadful.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I actually do a great Taylor Hicks. Ready?
Sick, dude.
That was absolutely dreadful.
Oh god. Well,
I thought
Simon Cowell never
great.
Liked Taylor.
Yo,
Hicks.
Dog, that was good, dog.
Wow.
That was absolutely great.
I loved it. I loved everything.
Keith Urban.
I love it, guys. I love it.
These guys don't even host American Idol anymore. We got
they
Keith,
don't.
Keith Urban,
American Island,
American Island, Keith Urban, J Lo, and Harry Connick Jr.
Wait, Harry Connick Jr. hosts it?
Yeah, he's one of the judges.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He's great.
Johnny, what about your family, dude?
You're related to Harry Connick Jr., aren't you?
Yeah, I would fire him. I would definitely probably just fire Obama.
Wow. National family. The nation's dad.
He's my father. I don't know.
Nation's daddy.
Everyone in my family's pretty chill.
Whenever I see Obama, I'm like, Papa, up.
Whoa.
Up,
oh, I get it.
Up
Pixar.
The nation's ladder. But sorry, what's up, Johnny?
Everyone in my family except for Obama is pretty chill.
Whoa.
That's how my family was. And then my mom was just like, guess what? Your cousin's insane now. And I was like, what? I thought she just liked to play The Sims and stuff.
In her late 20s?
Well, but I don't see her a lot. So, like, over 10 years ago, she was like, you guys have The Sims? And then played The Sims on our computer, like, all night. It was really
that sounds sick.
Yeah.
Going to your cousin's house to play a computer game alone.
They're, like, visiting, because they all live in Ohio.
You wouldn't fire anyone, Johnny?
I have, like, an aunt who, like, I don't know. She
Yeah, well, if you don't fucking know, don't open your...
She's fine. She just...
Wow.
She just asks people for money a lot.
Well, that sounds
I
sick.
Mean, that's like... Otherwise, she's fine.
But you have to fire one, right? That's the question?
Damn.
I guess her. I don't know. I don't like doing this.
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't...
Damn,
I wouldn't fire that cousin, but if I had to, I would.
I would probably fire... I'm trying to think of just someone who won't hear this.
And most of your family will hear this.
Yeah, probably not. I'd probably
Hire.
Yeah, hire a member. I'd hire Obama than fire Obama.
Definitely hire Tom Sizemore.
Oh, there's this lady. What the hell is her name? She's like my mom and my aunts. My mom has like four sisters and a brother, and my mom and her four sisters all hate this one cousin they have. So it's like my mom's cousin. What is the familial?
Second cousin?
Yeah, if it's like your parents' cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my, she's this older lady who's had such a, I mean, in her mind, interesting life, and is just married a very successful person. Is like done all this stuff.
Sounds sick. I kind of want to check this out.
Yeah, I forgot her name, and damn it, this is now very boring because I don't remember all the interesting stuff she did. But my mom and her sisters hate their cousin, hate. Because they live like the good life out in California and like doing all this stuff. And my mom and all her sisters are still eating at like shitty family restaurants in the Midwest. And like, but they're unhappy with that. I'm very happy with that. But like, I would like to fire this lady this lady also came to one of our family reunions and proceeded to be very condescending towards me because I was doing music for a living. Because that was when I was full time, like Second City. Musical director and like doing things otherwise with music, and that was like my living. And she like made me feel like, oh, that's a nice little hobby, but like, what do you do? Like, what do you do? And I remember being like, touch my damn dick.
Whoa.
No, she was just such a miserable piece of shit. And like, I just remember her being as annoying as my mom and my aunts said she would be. So it's just kind of funny to bring her up at like family events, and then everyone's just like, God, her.
Yeah.
And she's the only person in my family where people act like that.
So one more interesting thing I just remembered about my cousin who I would fire. Her husband is like one of
the leader of the house, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Good.
But he's one of those guys who like goes around and sells Cutco knives.
No, and that's like a pyramid scheme.
But he is like one of the top salesmen in the country.
So he like passed it the first 2 months.
He just like sells only to restaurants and businesses, and like gets invited to all of like the top salesman things, and like is like doing pretty well doing that, which is insane. And like that honestly. Would probably take a kind of insane person to do.
Yeah, to really go.
But insane in a productive way, I guess.
I just got a call from this. I won't say his name, but you, if you're listening, you're a part of a pyramid scheme. If you guys are.
But there are beautiful things if you make it to the top.
Yeah, don't tell him that. It's this guy named Sam. I'm not going to say his name. Damn it. But it's his Vector.
Sandy,
we all know Vector.
Sandy Beecham is his name.
Vector.
Her name.
Yeah, you know it? The knife. It's like
Vector
another
marketing. I had a ton of friends doing it like right after they graduated high school.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And this guy, I got a call while I was on the bus from this. This happened to me in high school too, while I was in high school, where they're like, hey, your friend Bo, that was his name. I won't say your last name, Bo. Shout out to you. I know you're past this now. Your friend Bo recommended you for a job. And I guess I was in a real dark place. And I was like, that's so nice that Bo recommended me. But Bo just did not really know me very well and wouldn't recommend me for a job. And
I got the exact same call from someone.
Yeah.
Like, well, oh, your friend so-and-so recommended you.
This happened to me like 3 days ago again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, hey, your friend blank... Sandy Beecham recommended you for a job. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that guy knows I'm very well employed, like at this point. So I'm pretty sure he just like surrendered all his contacts to you.
Oh.
Because like there's no way this person knows I work. No way he'd recommend me for a job with Vector.
They also know that no one knows knives like Anthony.
Yeah, believe me, I know. A couple more questions.
All right, guy.
Let's
get these questions.
This is from Allison, who wants to be Woo-hoo! Hawaiian Feelings intern.
All right. Unpaid, but we could give you grades, right? Is it like intern?
We'll rate you. She also says she wants to be on the show because she says that her bug ass, this is a quote, she says her bug ass could contribute a lot to Nuggie News. Which we have not brought back.
That's true. Nuggie News. It was 4:20, 48 minutes ago.
That was our Nuggie News for the day. I'm sorry, Allison. this is a pretty good question. What? This just makes me laugh. Why is it that on the McDonald's menu pictures, they always pair the seafood with Sprite? And I didn't know that.
Sprite is the white wine of soda.
It may just be.
There it is.
Shrimp and white wine, guys.
All right.
Wait, McDonald's doesn't have shrimp.
Who?
Do you think, because you really, it's possible that they are trying to mentally prepare, like, kind of comparing Sprite to, like.
Well, I feel like one factor is, so they don't, like, they don't want to show the same soda on all of them. So it's like, well, we have to show, like, we should show Sprite at some point. But I feel like Sprite is, like, crisp.
It's also a lemon lime soda. And I think
lemon and fish.
Fish. Yeah. There all right, well, let's all go get fish fillets and Sprites.
That sounds good. What if it's so good?
It can't be.
Probably
it
would be.
It mustn't be.
Are you guys familiar with Mac DeMarco?
Yeah.
No.
There's this recording artist named Mac DeMarco who has a band. And my radio station at my college got him to perform at our school, which was great. It was a lot of fun. He was wonderful. But a writer in his contract was they demanded 4 Filet-O-Fish.
Demanded.
Weird.
Pretty sure just like one of you guys could just paid that yourself.
Yeah. Like a writer, and we did it. We were like, okay, well, let's get it.
I mean, that's a simple.
Yeah. But when they showed up, they said that we were the only other group to actually fulfill that besides, I think he did something with like NPR.
Wow,
that's weird that so many people wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
seems like the simplest thing. The only time I've ever had any experience with a rider was when I was on the Second City Touring Company, and that was bizarre. We'd have like a full dinner at every show, like backstage, and like that's crazy.
Wow.
Excuse me, but I remember there was short story about my time at Second City. There was one time we were performing for like the DePaul. Kind of like student orientation thing, and it was like so many kids. It was like hundreds and hundreds of kids, all children, babies. It was DePaul's Baby Genius section, but like I went backstage to see what the food was like, and it was just like boxes of pizza, and I was just like, yes, yes, and so I like run out, and I'm like, guys, there's a lot of pizza here. And the actors, who were kind of persnickety, were like, no, hold on. We got to talk to someone about this. And I was like, what? Like, embrace it. There's a bunch of pizza.
I don't understand. How did nobody want there to be pizza there, but there was?
I'll tell you this. Apparently, well, I guess their thing is they don't want to have their bodies slushing around with pizza while they're performing.
Oh.
But also, it's apparently in Second City's tour rider that one of the clauses is no pizza.
Wow.
But it's because, and that sounds ridiculous, but it's because when we say that there should be dinner, a lot of places would opt for the cheapest option, which would be pizza. So they, before, places would give them pizza like every night.
I see.
So
that would suck.
No pizza. I don't know. Like
eating pizza every night, I would hate it.
I don't know. I have issues.
I saw a video.
That's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
They like made a big to do, and I just was like, whatever, as long as I get to eat this pizza.
Damn.
So, and I did.
Good.
So, I don't know. It was pretty much just one guy on the troupe who was being a little dickweed.
I saw a video a while ago that was Sammy Hagar, because I guess they were infamous. Van Halen was infamous for having in their rider they wanted M&Ms with all of the brown ones taken out.
You're thinking of David Lee Roth.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth explained that like the reason they did that was because they had like a really unique lighting setup for their show, and like some stages had to be reinforced. So they would get there, and if there were brown M&Ms, they would know, like, we have to go make sure they checked the stage or else we could like collapse all their shit.
But then he threw a big-ass fit. When he did see brown M&Ms, he like threw them everywhere. He was a dickhead.
Yeah, but that's kind of like funny.
It's pretty. I don't know.
Like, David Lee Roth. I would do that.
David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar are co-authors of the song "Praying for a Quiz." Yes,
that's
remember
true.
Remember that joke. So yeah, the fillet of fish, Sprite, it's
for the crisp lemonness,
and maybe the mental association with white wine. Does anyone mentally associate the two?
Sprite with white wine? Sure. A little bit of the bubbly.
I do love Sprite. Everyone go to Facebook, look up Sprite in parentheses responds to you. It's a page that Sprite has let me run so graciously. Great question, Allison. This question is from Natalie.
Allison and everyone else. And Natalie.
Thank you. What's your favorite Nelly song and why?
Turn up the song. Did he do Hot in Here?
He did do Hot in Here.
Must be my favorite. And why? Because I don't know any other Nelly songs.
Mine's probably his duet with Tim McGraw, Over and Over Again. I think about it over and over again.
I remember that one. That made it to a Now album.
Did it?
No!
Because it's all in my head.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait, the Now albums are real and they're not just all in my head? Oh my God.
The voices made me do it.
Yeah.
Get that on a t-shirt.
This podcast, we're just the voices in your head. Burn down your school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're listening on the train, burn down the train. Yeah. Johnny, favorites?
Maybe Ride With Me?
If you
maybe
not.
Maybe not.
About me, it's
a... I never really listened to a ton of Nelly, just the hits.
Hot in Here, Over and Over Again, and Ride With Me were hits.
I feel like I maybe had a hit clip with Ride With Me on it.
Like 30, like 20 kilobytes.
Like 28 kbps. I can't believe that was a thing.
Hit clips?
Hit clips?
It's a crazy thing to manufacture.
Did you put them in your hair or what?
No,
or where?
Do you remember? They were like really small boom boxes with these cartridges you put in. And it would just play like a minute of like a hit song.
Hold them in your hand? Oh, they only didn't even play a whole song?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they were just clips. I thought they clipped on somewhere.
No.
I thought they were clips of hits.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
I also forgot to mention
someone
Pimp
misinformed.
Juice. Pimp Juice was a Nelly
pimp
song.
Juice. Oh.
The chorus goes.
Sipping on gin.
She only want me for my Pimp Juice. That was the chorus.
Oh. Is he the one who wore a Band-Aid or tape on his face?
He had a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dare Teeling?
I suppose it has to be Air Force One.
Just something in my
That's where my Instagram handle comes from, Claire Force One.
Oh.
So,
it comes from the Nelly song, not the plane?
I'm going to say it comes from the Nelly
designation.
Song.
Designation? Okay.
Not from the presidential aircraft, Air Force One.
Mine comes from the movie.
What is your...
I forgot you guys have the same Instagram name.
Joint Instagram account.
The world's first collaborative moderators. Instagram.
Are you guys familiar with one of Nelly's like hits from like 3 years ago? The one that was like, hell no, ain't no way, what's wrong? Man, he done stepped on my J's.
J's?
I don't
my
remember
Jordans.
That. Oh.
That was a song.
Whoa.
Yeah, those are our favorite Nelly songs, Natalie. Or should I call you Nelly Lee?
Ooh, no.
Hey, we have two more questions.
Tune.
Favorite, this is from Logan, who once again, every podcast has asked a question.
Did he ask you a question earlier? Oh, that was Lucas.
Lucas.
Sorry, Logan. Sorry, Lucas.
Favorite Dorito? How big? I'm going to go ahead and say cool fucking ranch, which is a very Evan thing to say. And
how big?
I like the pocket size.
Ow.
What was the kind at that party last night?
They're like nacho something.
Those are my favorite.
Nacho cheesier?
The spicy kind.
Oh yeah. Those are good.
Like spicy nacho or something
yeah.
like that.
I love those. I mean size, the biggest one they have.
It's the biggest Dorito you could think of.
Okay, I am very interested in somebody bringing me the biggest Dorito they can think of and then doubling it.
Wow.
It's probably the Doritos Locos Taco.
Ooh.
That is a huge Dorito.
I haven't had that yet. I want it.
It's
I actually haven't been to Taco Bell in like probably 5 years.
We
There's
mentioned
one
that.
Only a short ride away.
We mentioned
There's that
on
one
the
that
second
has
episode.
Like, that has like 4.5 stars on Yelp.
Yeah.
What?
Like supposedly like the best Taco Bell ever.
Where?
Is it the one in Milwaukee?
Is it like Irving
Not
Park?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, there's one like Irving Park in California.
Top floor of the Sears Tower.
Wow.
Oh. Yikers.
It's inside the second Skydeck box.
Oh.
The one that didn't break.
Oh good.
The Willis Tower. Yeah, we
it
interviewed him
break.
On a couple episodes.
It
yeah, he's cool. Yeah, me and him actually were hanging out earlier because we're friends now.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so he hasn't like messaged me or anything.
Yeah, well, he's just been busy.
Guys, I see him outside of our window.
How did he get to Hawaii?
Hey, Willis, what do you got to say?
I hear you guys. And
Willis.
I'm loving it.
Oh, thanks, Willis. How are you enjoying Hawaii?
Oh, you know, seeing the sights.
I do know.
From way up high. You may have noticed I have a different voice.
Yeah, what happened? You have a cold, I guess.
Oh, you know. The
you have
little
a cold.
Things in life.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, carry on.
Bye, Willis.
Bye.
Do you think... So, the Willis Tower is the only tower that I know of who talks?
Yeah.
Like, has a personality.
Wait.
Do you think Sauron a tower?
Wait, clearly you've never been to Singapore. Jack Sparrow quote. Official Jack Sparrow joke. Hawaiian feeling 2014.
I was going to ask if the John Hancock Center has a personality.
John Hancock Center.
Hello.
You should talk that close to the mic all the time. That sounded great.
What, this close?
It's me.
Sure.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
It's me. John Hancock.
As far as I'm concerned.
Damn.
Wow. Mr. Hancock.
He's on day.
So as the one who signed the Declaration of Independence the biggest, is that because you're such a big tower?
That kind of happened before I was built, so I don't know at all. Sorry.
Wow. That's cool.
Please don't ask me stupid questions again.
All right, then peace out. I don't got a lot of good questions for a tower.
Well, I got one more. Big ups?
Oh, that's actually a really good question. I'll ask it too. Big ups? What's your favorite kind of Dorito?
Every day, stupid reaches entirely new categories.
Oh, John Hancock Tower.
Damn, I can't believe you just said that. What's your favorite kind of Dorito? Oh, and how big? John? Can I call you John or Mr. Tower?
I think you're making a very critical mistake right now.
Were you friends with Willis's dad, Sears? Do you miss him?
I don't know. I'm just hanging out in some random block.
Oh.
Damn.
Wow.
He's gone.
Whoa.
Mr. Hancock.
How come everybody who uses my mic to talk just disappears and leaves without saying goodbye?
We may never know.
Because your mic smells like shit, dude.
Damn.
You might be smelling like doo-doo.
Oh.
Hey, you know I smell like shit, friend.
What do you think the Mars...
You smell like fucking shit.
You guys smell like shit.
All of you.
Whoa. What do you think the Mars rover Curiosity's favorite kind of Dorito
is? Let's ask him.
Hello?
Mars rover, what's your favorite?
Mars.
Hello?
Oh, what's the weather like on Mars, huh?
I'm having a great day. I found red rock, and I'm taking it back to Earth.
Are you?
You are going back to Earth?
You are. I thought you were staying.
I'm on my way.
What if the Mars rover was there thinking of becoming home?
Ask him.
So mention it.
I feel like you think that you're coming home, but nobody's told you yet. You're not.
We hate to make this
you're
be
You're going to be there forever.
We hate to burst your bubble live on Hawaiian Feeling episode 6, but you're not coming back to Earth.
This isn't sad for you.
Do you remember that Chinese rover that died immediately? That's basically your fate, just not immediately. Did you meet him? Oh, no. Cut this guy's bike off.
I can't believe you.
Curiosity. Hey, who killed the cat? Who killed the cat?
I thought I was going home.
Whoa, Curiosity.
You were going to take me home.
It's okay, though. You shall die.
No, you're doing very good things for
science. I never
know
the right thing to say.
You have a Wikipedia article. Not many people have a Wikipedia article. I don't.
Yeah, I don't even think that the Chinese rabbit one that died immediately, I don't think that one has a Wikipedia article.
Oh my god.
All right, so my favorite Dorito is probably spicy sweet chili.
Bye. I feel much better now.
What's your favorite kind of Dorito?
Oh, the Earth Dorito.
Oh, nice.
Bye.
I've been saying this for years, but the spicy sweet chili Doritos taste like Chinese food.
I'm going to broaden it up a little bit. What's your favorite kind of chip?
Sun chips, plain.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Weird.
I don't like chips that much.
That's weird.
Yo, you remember Sun Chip bags?
The so shitty sick. Ones?
The ones that were super loud.
They got rid of those because they were like super dope and loud.
That was actually a really like funny thing that happened for like 2 months.
Loud bags.
These bags are so fucking loud.
I'm struggling to think of my favorite chip.
What's your favorite? Oh, I'll ask it again. Maybe that'll help.
I try? In Iceland... Evan and I traveled to Iceland last year, and they had Iceland Doritos chips. There that were called Cool American.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. Wow. It's pretty much Cool Ranch.
Cool American. Cool.
Maybe a little bit more spiced than Cool Ranch.
That sounds good, though.
I really don't like
Doritos. That's your favorite chip?
They're really good. I really like hot Cheetos, though, in general.
Hot cheddar Cheetos. Hot Cheeto. I love hot Cheetos a lot. Hot Cheetos. Hot Cheetos might be... I like hot fries, too.
Hot fries are good, like... But, like, after you eat, like, a few of them...
Just, like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I generally don't like chips that are cheese-flavored, and I don't like chips that get powder on my fingers.
I really like,
I don't like powwows with my fingers.
Oh, my gosh. You're so brave.
Miss Vicky's jalapeno.
I love Miss Vicky's sour cream and onion. Lay's, the ruffled kind. That's probably, like my go-to chip.
Mm-hmm.
Or, actually, I guess, do they have the ruffled kind? You should get Utz, but you don't have Utz around here.
I don't know.
I think you can find Utz. It's really hard to, but they're around. Yeah.
It's really hard.
But also, kettle-cooked cracked pepper.
Ooh, oh my God. That's good as hell.
Go to hell. Is that what you said?
Good as hell.
Go to hell. Those aren't even good.
I just said that's good as
go
hell.
Go to hell.
Dude, that's good
what
as
if
hell.
What if somebody told you their favorite food? You're just like, go to hell.
Curiosity the Mars Rover is probably going to go to hell. That's sad.
Hey, guys, what's up? What are you talking about?
I just hope that you don't go to hell. Have you, were you baptized? You gotta find water on Mars and baptize yourself, buddy. It's the only way. Now you'll try really hard. Oh, curiosity killed the cat.
My character's bad, so I'm like,
oh, bye. I wish curiosity would use his words. He's like a Wally that talks only a little bit more.
A little bit more like Porky the Pig.
Only a little bit. One
straight
last
out
question.
Of Porky's.
This is from Coriander. Hello, Coriander. Question. Real simple. What kind of bear is best?
Oh.
You know from that show, The Orifice?
Yeah.
The Orifice?
You ever see that weird show?
No. Is that a question from a show?
No, it's just answer. What kind of bear is best?
What kind of bear is best? Go Cubs, go.
Cubby bear.
The Bears. Oh. The Bears.
The venue, the Cubby Bear.
Check this out. The Bears.
Hey.
Oh, the Berenstain Bears.
Johnny is the Fonzie of this podcast. Easily.
Fonzie. Fonzie Award to me.
Didn't we have the Fonzie Award?
Oh, I think so.
We'll do
which
that.
Which bear would you give a Fonzie Award?
That's true. I think it should be a Fozzie Bear Award. A Fozzie Award. Just special for today.
I think, Fozzie the Bear, I love the Muppets, so my Fonzie Award would probably go to Fozzie the Bear.
There we go. Congratulations, Fozzie, on your award.
One of my favorite things Fozzie the Bear ever said.
Are you sure it's not, like, Ted from that movie, Ted?
Definitely not Ted, dude.
you always tell me how much you love that movie.
This podcast is brought to you by Ted.
Yeah.
Ted, yeah.
Vlubo.
Vlubo, the fucking
Vlubo.
Podcaster. I mean, YouTuber. One of my favorite Fozzie the Bear moments is he has a banana and he holds it up to his face like it's a phone and he says, "What? What's that? I can't hear you. I have a banana in my ear."
Oh, Fozzie.
Hey.
Bears do that shit all the time.
Dude, bears are so goonly.
Fuck.
What about you?
The bear naked ladies. It's been
grizzly bear.
Oh,
that's a solid choice.
Grizzly.
Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear.
Probably grizzly bears.
Oh, grizzly bear.
Oh.
Little grizzly. Grizzlers.
Have you been to Grizzler's restaurant?
Dude, they got those grizzle fries.
Grizzled
fries. Bear tealing?
Myself. No, I think my favorite bear would probably be Yogi Bear.
Smoking. Spoken with a glint in her eye.
Yeah, I like he's just determined and he takes everyone's food. Stealing everyone's food.
He calls it a pick-a-nick basket.
Pick-a-nick. Oh, also cool. That. I could totally imagine Bill Murray and Justin Timberlake talking about picnics in that movie.
What movie?
They did the voices for the animated Yogi Bear movie.
Is that true?
Yeah. Maybe not Bill Murray.
Did that movie do well?
Justin Timberlake was definitely the little one.
Is that true?
Yeah. Bill Murray was definitely not.
Whoa.
Bill Murray Garfield. Did Garfield, yeah.
Who was the big bear? Let us know.
Review us on iTunes. Rate this. Comment on Hula Garbage.
Listen to this as much as you want. Honestly, there's no limit. There's also no limit to how great bears can get.
Yeah.
Do we have to pick a single, like, not just a type of bear, but a single bear?
Or a type of bear.
Like a bear on a trike, or...
Sure.
Okay, that...
Bear.
That's my pick, a bear on a tricycle.
Yeah, that's a good-ass pick.
Any bear on a tricycle wearing a fez.
Oh, damn.
That's my answer.
Thanks, I love the fez in terms of the hat.
In terms of the hat?
I love fezes in terms of the hat. Thanks, Coriander, for your questions. Thanks to all you guys for your questions.
Thanks to human nature for our unending curiosity, the namesake given to the beautiful little Mars rover. We couldn't do this podcast without it. We couldn't
do this podcast without the Mars rover. Shouts out to Kenny, a listener of ours who came over here about 2 days ago. And Adam, I believe I called you on the phone about this.
Perhaps. Call me on the phone about stuff.
Kenny was coming here to do a video acoustic session with me for his blog, and I did not know he was an avid listener of the podcast. And he he kept quoting certain parts of the podcast, including Bug Ass, which is an Adam invention.
It's true. Maybe we should think again next week about should we really not talk about bugs?
Like more bug content?
Like maybe we should do more episodes that are only about bugs.
Yeah, you know.
I think we just scratched the surface on that one, to be brutally honest with you guys.
If we keep doing buggy news.
That's true. We can keep doing buggy news. I just wanted to be brutally honest with you guys.
Do we have any nutted news?
I just found out about how... Robin Thicke cheated on his wife, who he had been dating since he was 16, after Blurred Lines came out and he did the big tour, and so she divorced him, and he has his new album coming out, which is called Paula, which is her first name, and the solo from it is called Get Her Back.
No.
And the whole album is a really depressing titles, and he's just trying to get his ex-wife back.
Gosh, wow, that's painful.
That kind of reminds me actually of Usher's Confessions. Which shouts out to Sumara, who influenced me to do something I did when I first moved into metaphysics a lot, and do it again, which is take a shower while listening to Usher's Confessions, which might be the best decision anyone's ever made. It's a fucking good album. Does anyone else like that album?
Oh, I loved it.
Don't know it at all. Yeah. What's on it?
These are my confessions. And yeah.
Okay.
Burn is a good. Burn is an incredible song.
Burn was good. Caught Up was a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
What is he doing now?
He's on Rescue Me.
Usher.
He's doing videos where he says.
I think that was canceled years ago.
Happy Easter Xbox.
Happy Easter Xbox. Maybe your resolution to be the best dancer.
He's probably Connect.
I don't know.
You guys should do a YouTube search for Usher Easter Message. It's a 6 second long video uploaded by Xbox, by Microsoft, and it's just Usher going, Happy Easter, Xbox, and then the Xbox logo.
And he has it for multiple holidays. And Adam, have you seen this?
I think so.
Happy Easter, Xbox.
I can easily imagine.
The most unsure smile I've ever seen somebody do. He's like, I don't know why I'm saying this.
He's so upset.
He's like, why do you want me to say this?
Xbox can't even hear me.
Xbox isn't aware.
Yeah, unlike the Mars rover.
Good morning, Xbox. Do you want any breakfast, Xbox? I love you, Xbox. Good night. Happy Mother's Day, Xbox. It's Usher.
But that's some pretty good nutted news. Oh, but Confessions was all about real shit that happened to Usher, where he had a kid with someone he didn't even really know while he was with his wife.
And that's when he went, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the Confessions is the story of that. Yeah is the opening track where he saw this girl at the
club.
Oh,
that's the conception.
Yeah, basically.
It's a concept album.
Which is weird that, like, this song is about that. Like, but it's just him clubbing with his friends, but then it turns into that.
Clubby girl?
Club. No. Oh, my God. Might need to bring that in. No.
Put it in the mix.
Hey, but that's pretty good nutted news. That's kind of really crazy. You know, Robin Thicke, before Blurred Lines, had a song I really liked called Lost Without You.
Yes, yeah. I remember
Lost
that.
Lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby?
Yep, that's exactly.
You heard it here first. If you've never heard the song,
hey.
I'm gonna look up the track list to Robin Thicke's Paula, just so our listeners don't need to look it up themselves. Because it's pretty good.
Can't believe it's called Paula.
Wait, did it already get released? It
comes out July 1st.
Oh.
That's really soon for a new Robin Thicke album.
Yeah, but he needs to get his wife back now.
So he's making a
ex-wife.
Poor marketing decision.
Ex-wife.
Yeah, it's not about the money anymore, dude. It's just about her.
If this doesn't
horrifying.
Get her back, that's gonna be crazy.
Why would it get her back? It's just this is like cool, but like this is an album that is just for everyone and for a lot of money. Like, you didn't just make this for me.
Yeah,
I know you didn't.
I don't know. That's confusing. That's some good nutted news. Anyone else have any?
Do you have any nutted news, Johnny?
Robin Thicke apparently got divorced recently because he cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we already know.
Damn.
Do you?
Are you Googling nutted news?
I'm just looking at the track list.
Okay. Oh, do you have the track list for Paula up?
Too little, too late. There's a song called Something Bad.
Just go all the way. Whoa. Let's just go all the way through.
Okay. You're My Fantasy, number one.
Nice.
Get Her Back, number two. Still Madly Crazy. Lock the Door.
Hmm.
Huh? Whatever I Want. This is my favorite. Living in New York City.
Living in Hell in New York City.
Love Can Grow Back. Aw.
That's, I hope so.
Black Tar Cloud.
Was he doing heroin as well?
Late. Tippy Toes. Something Bad.
Wait, hold on. Go back. Tippy Toes?
Tippy Toes.
He has a song on this album about getting his wife back called Tippy Toes.
The Opposite of Me. Time for Your Love. Or Time of Your Love.
Huh?
And Forever Love. 14 tracks. That's a pretty long album.
Yeah. Damn.
They had a pretty long marriage, too.
What if he released like a triple album?
About Paula.
They met when they were 16. They'd been together since they were both, or since he was 16.
And he is 21.
Yeah.
What if Robin Thicke was only 21?
That would be sick. Right? Good for him. Pharrell's like 40. They'd be like, it'd be weird to have a friend double your age.
I didn't know he was Alan Thicke's son.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. It's like you didn't even look at the Wikipedia for Robin Thicke when Blurred Lines came out.
I didn't.
Well, I knew about Robin Thicke.
You caught me.
Because of Lost Without You. No one else heard that song besides me and Claire?
Not many people are as into R&B as you.
I watched VH1
music videos. Blue-Eyed Soul.
Guess. I don't know. I don't know how true that is. I think a lot of people really like R&B.
Like Blue-Eyed Soul?
Which, by the way, you're listening to Hawaiian Feeling, the only R&B podcast.
That's true. But this technically is Blue-Eyed Soul because we're all white. Sorry to spill the beans, but the cat's out of the bag.
Ay. Anyone hear the Usher song Climax?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Song is amazing. The
going nowhere fast.
They're good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we haven't heard a single chant of USA.
It's true. Window's not that open though, but maybe USA is doing pretty bad.
Yeah. Right now
it is 5.
Yeah, they're losing.
So the game has been on for 30.
Have they
minutes.
Scored at all?
No, it's 0-1.
Okay. Well, that's why no one has cheered.
Oh, the game is. The game's only been on for 38 minutes.
Here we go, USA. Here we go.
Look for the union label. If you don't see it, then don't buy it. I don't remember.
If you don't see it, then don't buy it.
Yeah. Was that commercial about trying to buy clothes that have the union label on it because you know union workers made it?
I don't know, dude.
It is.
Hey.
You heard it here first then, Anthony.
Eat me up. Hey.
Hey.
I have a piece of nutted news that I just learned about.
All right.
Please.
Okay.
Did you Google nutted news?
No, I didn't. So there's, coming off of our Doritos conversation, there's a new kind of Doritos called Doritos Roulette.
Oh.
Anyone? No?
Huh?
Like one in seven chips is incredibly spicy.
Yes, that's so good. I definitely want that.
That seems really
if
weird.
You guys had the jalapeno.
Kind of reminds me of those white Airheads.
Yeah, the mystery flavor.
Kind
yeah.
of, but it's not just like suddenly shitty. If you guys had the jalapeno chocolate milkshake at Sonic, because that's one, it actually had, it's like a chocolate shake with like jalapenos ground up in it. And sometimes you'll just get sips that are like huge chunks of jalapeno or like jalapeno seeds.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Is it good? Kind of good?
It's like just like really funny and fun to eat. And that's how I imagine these Doritos will be. So it'll be a
perfect
snack.
We're back
snack.
To the subject of you drinking things out of principle.
But it's like fun. It's like sometimes drinking stuff just is like not much more fun than drinking anything. But with that milkshake, it's just really fun.
Someone make fan art of just that quote and a picture of Adam.
Yeah, someone make fan art.
what the hell?
Begging listeners to make fan art.
I know
art.
We don't have like
it's good that we have no social media.
Yeah, I know we don't have any social media presence, but... well, you do, so put fan up art on it. art up on it.
Well, listeners, in case you're wondering why Hawaiian Feeling doesn't have like a Facebook or anything like that, you know, for all of you that are wondering, Facebook has absolutely no organic reach anymore without you paying for it, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Really?
Dude, like it sucks. Like,
but I get stuff on my feed from pages I have liked.
Yeah, like, but
did they pay?
Yeah, if it says sponsored, they paid.
But if their pages I liked.
Yeah. No, it's
no.
Still.
The sponsored stuff, you don't have to like that page for that to show up.
No, it...
Like I get, like, Toyota ads.
I can... Stuff. That's if they pay a lot of money. For, like, if they pay, like, upwards of $40. Like, but it's... I'm dead serious when I say this. You can have an existing page that people have liked... And your stuff, this is absolutely true, your stuff still won't come up in everyone's newsfeed unless, like, because I can post a status or something on, like, let's say the Island of Mr. Toys page, and you know, like, a lot of people like that page. Keep in mind, there's 2,700 something. And it could seriously say, it says on the bottom, I can show you later, there's a bar that says 40 people saw this. And I'm like, okay. And but then if you pay like $5, it can be exposed to more people, which is that's real.
But is that more people? I remember that from my thing, but I didn't think that meant
they won't see it.
I don't think that meant that they didn't all have the chance to. I just think like
it does.
Not everyone. Why do you believe that? Because I didn't.
Because that's true. Like if you look it up,
okay. It's based on how often you visit the page. So if you like visit the page a lot,
then it will show
then
up.
It'll show up,
but that might be only like 40 people.
But there might be somebody right. who liked the page like
but
2 years
also
ago and hasn't gone to it
yeah.
in 2 years.
And there's also a lot of people who maybe just like didn't look at their Facebook newsfeed the day you posted it, so they wouldn't have seen it.
But
and
it
that
also,
wouldn't count towards the 40.
But it also would even if you liked it, but you just don't have the. I've done a lot of annoying research about this because I was wondering how true this is. But like, if you like the page. But you just don't have the natural inclination to just like go to the page a lot.
Right.
And just expect it to come up in your newsfeed. It
right.
won't.
Yeah, I believe that, but I also don't think that Facebook only made it show for 40 people.
It like it does.
But
like,
then how it seems absurd to me that everyone that it tried to show it to actually went on Facebook at the right time to see it. That's like.
Oh,
so
I see what
impossible.
You mean. I'm sure it's not like exactly that number, but it's like a very small window.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, that's more so what I'm saying.
Because also when Half Milk, one time Rajiv was just like, all right, I'm just going to do like the $5 to boost this post.
Yeah.
And it showed it to more people saw it than we had likes on our Facebook page.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah, so I guess it does just like show it like, then it gets into suggested posts.
Yeah, it's really confusing and like it kind of sucks and it makes it so that like, I don't really want to make, like, new Facebook pages for things anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I get more mileage out of just, like, my personal Facebook than just, like, than using Facebook pages, which sucks because I want people to hear this podcast.
Yeah.
So basically, like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friend request to Anthony on Facebook if you want to know stuff about how I'm feeling. Yeah. I don't really post about it.
I don't know. No, I just think that's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. It is ridiculous and it sucks. But.
But like it on Facebook, anyways.
Yeah.
Hawaiian feeling, all one word.
Tight. Yeah, but that's, I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a stupid little thing. But, so yeah, submit your fan art to facebook.com/Hawaiian feeling.
One word.
Hawaiianfeeling.com/Facebook.com/Robin Thicke. Make sure it's the verified page.
Yeah. No. Oh, make sure it's Vivo on Facebook. Tight.
Go to Robin Thicke Vivo.
Dude, what the fuck is Vivo for?
I looked it up and I didn't understand it.
It's just music videos, right?
Yeah,
it's
but
like it's like a.
I guess USA must have scored.
Uh-oh. We just heard them.
Heard some cheers.
What if they're cheering because the DirecTV blimp went into small bar?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What if they're cheering for the Hawaiian Feeling podcast?
Oh, that'd be great.
Wow. Like, there's the Grim Bugatti.
Hey. That would actually be great. Yeah, it'd be cool to hang a banner above our window that says the Grim Bugatti.
That would be cool.
That would actually be kind of sweet.
I would help, but it's not today.
No? I would like to treat the Grim Bugatti like it's a big clubhouse that we just, like...
Do you mean like a club or a clubhouse?
A clubhouse.
Okay, so like a tree house.
Kind of, yeah. Big sign that says Hawaiian Feeling location.
That would be nice.
Yeah, how long has this been running, dude?
Long enough. Let's go on to the last segment.
Cool. Let's ask each other where we've been at.
All right, Claire, where you been at?
This week?
I guess you could answer since the last time you were on the podcast if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
No one knows.
I've been biking around a lot this week especially.
You finally made it home?
I finally made it home.
After all these years.
It took me so long.
How many weeks has it been? Yes. Four?
It's been like 3 or 4 weeks.
Just circling around her house.
What the fuck?
I just got lost.
Where do they record? Where's the Grim Bugatti? I thought there was a banner.
There's no banner or flag.
What else has been up?
With me?
Yeah.
I got this certification for work that I needed to do.
Woohoo!
Lead AP, it's the accredited professional certification. So I am officially.
Wait, did you say eat a pizza?
Yeah, I ate a pizza for this exam.
Wow!
I ate a pizza.
And now I can put more letters after my name on a business card.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have business cards?
Yes. That's but none cool. of them have my new title, so I have to draw in
the fee.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. That's great that
yeah.
excelling up the ranks.
I'm stoked.
You should tie-dye your business cards.
No, that's a really good idea.
Dare Teeling. Anything else?
What else?
I went to 2 restaurants for the first time this weekend. Longwind and Eagle for brunch.
Brunch.
Been there for dinner. And Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
It's a great
weekend of firsts.
The end.
What was the best side at Honey Butter Fried Chicken?
Ooh. Hard.
Food.
I really liked the mashed potatoes with the... Those are really good.
Fantastic.
What? I liked the cream corn.
Oh, no.
This is difficult.
The kale and cabbage salad.
Pimento mac and cheese.
That was all we had.
Gotta get them all.
Cool.
Pimento mac and cheese might have been my fave.
Cool.
Yeah. I was a big fan of the cream corn.
So cool.
Cool.
All right, Adam, how was your week, dude?
So cool.
Did you have a cool week?
I had a cool week.
What is that an impression of?
I had a cool week.
You've never seen it, dude?
It's a brand new, this is some AJB original content.
Is that the Trump Tower?
Yeah.
Is that how the Trump Tower is?
I'm trying to do like my best Hawaiian accent so I fit in. Oh, cool.
I don't think that's
so very good.
How Hawaiians talk.
So cool.
Adam, how was your week?
My week, I had a good week.
You sound so weak when you do that.
I like it. I like that character because he's like, it's sort of like a jealous, like, oh, that's so cool.
Oh.
Wow.
That's not what I got out of it at all.
Oh, cool.
You shivering?
cool.
Are you cool?
Yeah, but it's cool.
Okay, my week was, I had a beautiful week. It rained on me, perhaps.
Same.
What happened? Okay. I went to Oakfest. That was chill. It was cool. I don't really remember what I have done in a week.
Really?
Yeah.
So you had a beautiful week.
We maybe did another Wildcats album. Oh, yeah, we did a Wildcats album that is One Piece versus Jersey Boys. And so that's up now. You can get that. It was me, Charlie, and Spencer.
I think I saw the picture for that, and it was really crazy.
Wait, how long is Charlie in town for?
July 13th.
This is when he leaves, I think. It's something around there.
We got to get him on here again.
Yeah, sure. This was nice. Nothing that I hated happened.
Cool.
This is so cool. Cool.
My week was tight.
Nice. Not a spare minute. No lines wasted.
Mm-hmm. No, I had a good week. I was very happy about the storms when they did come, because I love the rain.
Right, and all of your crops.
Yeah, I don't have many.
And you love all your crops.
I have many crops. I had.
Are you a cop?
You have to tell us if you're a cop,
I'm
dude.
A fucking cop.
Hawaiian feeling.
Tell us if you're a cop.
This is actually is illegal. This is a pirate radio podcast.
Pirate radio?
Yeah.
I had an idea for a musical.
Nice.
I'm really excited about that. I will. Can I get a ride to Comedy Sports?
What?
Can I get a ride to Comedy Sports?
After this?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll tell you about it on the way to Comedy Sports. But I was inspired by, I'm a part of a production right now called, it's about childhood and fairy tales. And
yeah, you wouldn't know anything about that.
Nope. Never had a childhood. I'm not a true 90s kid. We didn't do funny 90s on this episode. We only did that on one.
Funny oddies.
Funny oddies. But yeah, I had a great idea for a musical. I think it's great. That was inspired by me being a part of this production and thinking, I can do this shit.
Inspired by me.
Inspired by me.
I just find myself super inspiring.
Terrible. Had a few cool days at work at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Cool.
I've been listening to the new album a bunch. Been in talks about it being put out, which is exciting. Also talking about making some new records as Shul with Adam. And a new album of a bunch of extraneous stuff that I'm kind of excited about.
Scared.
What are you going to release that as?
Still thinking about it because it's just a bunch of extra songs.
CD.
I might put that under Bereft, which is what I put, like, a bunch of stuff that doesn't have anything, like, stuff I just need to get out of my system.
System. And,
yeah.
Of a doubt.
What's the name of your band?
I hate this. But I'm doing that with Alex. Shouts out to Alex Burns. Cool guy. But I'm not doing that for a while.
Shouts out.
It's going to be very danceable. I had a good show at the Fortress of Solid Dudes, second to last show.
How danceable was that?
That was a sold out crowd. That was really exciting.
How danceable was that?
Danceable enough. There were songs, there certainly. Go. Had a good Raven and the Messenger show, although my scene beefed really hard, which
what?
Was pretty.
Why?
What does beef mean?
My dance scene?
Yeah.
There, it just, the crowd was not feeling it very much. But then people after the show told me I did a good job.
So they're like being nice.
But they just weren't audibly. Yeah, they're just being nice. But they just weren't audibly enjoying it, is what I'm saying, which is okay.
Or dancing.
No, certainly not dancing.
God.
So that was okay. Yesterday, I taught a class for the first time at Comedy Sports for musical improvisation, which was interesting. I had a bunch of middle-aged people in my class, which is really fun and silly. Things.
Cool.
Cool.
So cool.
Things are going well on that front. I'm about to go do a show at Comedy Sports and then see a friend named Mallory, who I met on the Empire tour. So excited about that. Still very much like a person, and I think wait, you know, just...
Do you?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Never
this
mentioned
news
it.
To me.
Never mentioned it before. You know, and they gotta like me because I'm a professional NBA player.
Are they sovereign citizen?
Sovereign citizen.
Wow.
I'm interested in Robert Peterson.
What if... What if
from Million Dollar R.
On your OKCupid, you only said, I only like sovereign citizens in... People who don't subscribe to any nation under God.
Whoa. That's wow. Those are like my main qualifying things.
I'm like, how much nerd cred do you have personally?
Dude, fucking, I watch all the Harry Potter movies, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Overall, good week. Been writing a lot of songs too, which is cool. Yeah, good.
Beautiful.
What about you, John?
John, no.
Johnny,
yes,
Papa. Tell me stories.
Quirrell.
No, Papa.
No.
Tell me stories.
Ha, ha, ha.
And here he goes.
Sorry.
Don't apologize for being
I
yourself.
Had a pretty stressful week at work.
Yikes.
I was there.
I'm currently the highest ranking developer who's in the office. No, I mean, I didn't get a promotion. People who are ranked higher than me are on... Or on vacation.
Oh, currently.
So, like, in a week, it'll be back to normal. But right now, I'm just, like, everyone is coming to me with issues they're having. And, like, we just hired a bunch of new people, so they're all asking me questions all day long.
Sucks.
And I don't work.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah. I mean, it was fine. What else? I've been eating out a lot, which is both a cool thing and a bad thing.
No offense, but, like, anyone could do that.
Cool, dude.
Damn. I saw an old friend and coworker
yesterday,
and his dad.
That was cool.
He's moving from San Francisco to D.C., and he stopped through for an hour.
That was tight.
Chilled out. His dad was funny and sat on the sidewalk and ate a pizza alone.
That's kind of sad.
No, he seemed to be enjoying himself.
Well, they were. They
he opted to do
to
it.
To be fair, they had been in a car together for a very long time.
I see.
And all he wanted to do was get pizza from My Pie.
What is My Pie?
It's in Wicker Park. I haven't met anyone who's heard of it.
No.
Besides this guy who was driving across the country. But he wanted to go to My Pie, but... My friend who was visiting can't really have pizza because he's lactose intolerant and allergic to nightshades, so he can't eat like anything on a pizza.
So shitty.
So I took him to Small Bar, but his dad like really wanted to eat, so he just sat outside while we got to go at Small Bar. And I was like, "You can do like, do you want to just like go up in the apartment or do you want to wait?" He's like, "No, I'm hungry right now. I'm just gonna sit down. It's okay." I'm like, "This is insane.
That's fun."
It's fun. And
sounds
guy.
Like a fun thing.
He seemed hilarious. I mean, it's a long time to be in the car.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Which is hilarious. Everyone gets a little hysterical when they're in a car.
You know,
they also sat in traffic for a really long time because we got a ton of rain yesterday.
Oh, yeah, they were sitting pretty in traffic.
Well, yeah, but there was like 2 feet of standing water on the highway, and
what?
Only like one lane was open, so they had to like go around that.
Hey.
But otherwise, it's been good.
It's good. A good week is a great thing.
It's good. It's good. It's good. The Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, dude. Oh, no.
It's good.
It's good. You've been listening to
Check
Hawaiian Feeling.
Goose Fraba. Pretty cool, right?
Wow.
Ay. Anger Management. Ay. Jack Nicholson.
Anchor Management?
Anchorman Management.
All right.
What's your favorite, like... Oh, I'm sorry.
What's your favorite what?
Hit me up.
All right. I don't want to launch into a new discussion. We'll save it for the next podcast.
Oh, great. You should ask the question now, and then we'll stay tuned for the answer.
Okay. What is your favorite, like, early 2000s, like, huge comedy movie?
Okay.
And I'm going to also...
Like, Dodgeball and Anchorman, like, all those types of movies.
I'm also going to pose excited. I'm gonna pose another question. Who was the craziest character in Anchorman?
I have a couple ideas.
All right.
All right, guys. As we always say...
out of here!
Let's get you back tonight. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a bag.
I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a bag. I gotta treat her right, whoa, I gotta cherish her for life. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get it tonight. I never should have raised my voice.